Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking the inner stoic badass. Ever feel like your brain's playing a never-ending loop if you can't do this, you're not good enough, or this is doomed to fail? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let those negative thoughts run the show. This podcast is all about building resilience and discipline, and that starts with mastering our minds. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to overcome those pesky self-doubt gremlins and build a fortress of confidence around you. Ready to level up? Let's get real for a second. We've all been there, right? That annoying feeling in your gut that whispers out before you even take the first step. It can show up when you're about to start a new project, tackle a challenging situation, or even just walk into a room full of people. But here's the kicker. Those negative thoughts aren't facts. They're just stories our brains sometimes tell us. And just like any story, we have the power to rewrite it. Now, I'm not saying becoming a Stoic Zen Master happens overnight. It takes work. But trust me, the payoff is immense. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you silence those self-doubt demons and unleash your inner champion. 1. Awareness is key. First things first, you gotta become aware of those negative thought patterns. Pay attention to what's going on in your head when self-doubt creeps in. What triggers it? Either specific situations or people that bring it on. Once you know your enemy, you can start to disarm them. 2. Challenge the narrator. Ever heard the phrase fake news? Well, sometimes those negative thoughts are just fake brain news. When that inner critic starts chirping away, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, you'll find that those doubts are based on fear, assumptions, or past experiences that don't apply anymore. 3. Reframe your perspective. This is a game changer, folks. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing your thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of thinking I'm going to fail, try I'm going to learn from this experience, regardless of the outcome. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. This helps build confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. Remember that time you aced that presentation? Or nailed that tricky workout? Those are victories worth celebrating. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, doubts themselves, and faces setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up over it, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a friend. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been struggling with self-doubt for years. She has amazing ideas, but often hesitates to share her work because she fears criticism. She tells herself things like, my art isn't good enough or people won't like it. One day, she decides to try out those reframing techniques we talked about. Instead of focusing on the fear of failure, she starts to think about the joy she experiences when creating art and the potential connection she could have with others through her work. She takes a deep breath, steps outside her comfort zone, and shares one of her pieces online. To her surprise, she receives positive feedback and encouragement from people who appreciate her unique style and talent. Sarah realizes that those negative thoughts weren't facts, they were just holding her back from sharing her gift to the world. So, remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all face self-doubt at some point. But by becoming aware of those thoughts, challenging them, reframing your perspective, celebrating your wins, and practicing self-compassion, you could silence those inner critics and unleash your full potential. You are capable of amazing things, don't let anything hold you back. Ready to take action? Start by identifying a situation where self-doubt creeps in for you. Then try applying one of the techniques we discussed today. Share your experience with me on social media, I'd love to hear how it goes. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Keep those stoic vibes high and let's crush it together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.